the Hodgenville Police Department, they're announcing a police cadet program.
We are absolutely getting ready to start that first of the month.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. So a lot of places you'll hear them called different things like explorers, cadets, different names, same thing. Ours is a cadet program, anywhere between 15 and 20. So if you're 15 to 20 years old, you have an interest in law enforcement, we bring you in. There's an application process. Once the application process is taken in and we do an interview, we're going to pick 10 kids and young adults to be our inaugural class, and then we'll go from there. Things they'll be doing, it's a monthly meeting. They'll do patrol ride-alongs, do community service exercises. They'll do tactical training, radio training, arrest, use of force, traffic stops, building searches, report writing, the same thing the officers do. They'll kind of get a basic crash course, if you will, on how all that works so they understand how the police department works to help them out on a path toward a career in law enforcement.
And that starts on the 10th, right?
Yep, we are going to announce it on the 10th. That's when we start taking our applications on Monday. And then we're going to take applications up to the 1st of June, or actually last day of May. And then first day of June, we're going to start calling kids in for interviews. And hopefully within the first week of June, we'll have our first 10 kids. We're looking for 10 to start with for our first class. And then once we get those 10, we'll build from there. But we need to, there's a lot of ground rules and stuff that we need to set that if we had a lot of people, it would be harder to do. They'd have like a chain of command, just like we do in the police department. There'd be a senior cadet and then junior cadets and cadet leadership. It's kind of a, I won't say paramilitary, but it's kind of has that rank structure where there'll be a cadet in charge of the other cadets, and that cadet will answer to somebody here at the police department, and we'll get all that set up. And since we've just now started, we thought 10 kids would be perfect to start with, and then we'll add kids as we go.
Yeah, actually, it sounds like a great program. And where can people interested, where can they go to sign up?
On our website, HodgenvillePD.com, under the tab for employment opportunities. We just posted it this morning. You can read a little bit about what we do and what they're going to be doing. And then just below that, you'll see a cadet application. You just download the application, fill it out, and you can either email it back to me. My email address is online, or you can drop it off at the police department Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30.
Okay. Is there anything else that you'd like to add about the program that would be relevant to the listeners?
It's just another way for us to get in the community and reach more people in the community. Hodgenville is a real small, it's not like E-Town where you have 25, 30,000 people. We've got 3,000 people in the entire city, and that's from the elderly to the children. That's everybody. So this is just, we wanted a way to reach people, and we thought getting out and talking to the youth and getting them involved was a good way to get some outreach in the community. So if anybody's interested, we'd love to hear from them.
Absolutely. I think it's a great program. So if you're interested in the cadet program, definitely go to their website, find out more information, HodgenvillePD.com, sign up. And like I said, you're looking for 10 motivated folks. Sign up starting on the 10th and through the end of the month. I think that's a great job. And I'm really looking forward to it. I think you're going to get a lot of good feedback from it.
I hope we do. We're looking forward to it.
All right. Thank you for your time today.
Hey, no problem. Thank you. We appreciate your help.